Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amason from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful healing night. Tonight is Friday, and unless you're listening to the archives, it could be a different day of the week, naturally, but today's Friday, end of the week, so what we're going to first do is do some energy work to relax people. So since it's Friday, people may be a little stressed out, so we're going to bring in some nice, peaceful energy. So if you're new to the program, you know, definitely click on Creation Lightship Healing and then scroll down. You can click on it on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday, different time slots there. And just click on it. The same show will appear. And here we go. We're going to bring in some nice energy to the light beams. And as you bring the light beam up on your screen, about an inch on your scroll bar going down, we're going to bring in some peace energy. And here we go. And I'll count to 10 as these energies get energized here. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. How's that feeling, Sylvia?
Feels wonderful. Feels like a great, great way to kick off our incredible weekend that you're having of the healings that are going on today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Yep, so tomorrow we're having our normal once-a-month four-hour ascension call. So it's 3 hours of lightship healing. And then 1 hour of divine water activation. And you have 7 containers of water that get charged up so you can actually have divine light codes in your water for healing for 7 days after this call. And then on Sunday, it's going to be a wonderful call for 8 hours long on a conference line. And this time goes by very quickly. So when you hear these hours, don't think of Earth time. It's just time that you're on the light ship. And the time goes by very, very quickly. So if you think of Earth time, it might be a drag to you thinking about 8 hours listening to somebody on the telephone, but the time goes by like in about a half an hour. That's what it feels like to you. And the Sunday call is about Earth-based entities. This is what you call ghosts, poltergeist, anything that crawls into your body, takes away your consciousness. These are Earth-based energies that we call entities. And hopefully you're on this call. If you want to get onto it, you can contact me through an email or just give me a phone call. And I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia, and I'm going to bring in some more of that wonderful peace energy as you're on the line here.
Okay, great. Well, I'll just mention, especially for anyone who's listening for the first time, as you watch the light being on your monitor screen, and hopefully you all have that in front of you, if not, just click on our time slot and scroll down the page till you see that. And that actually was drawn by an artist who was on the Creation Lightship for healing. So it's an actual drawing, portrait, if you will, of one of the light beings. And as Ron brings those divine energies through that picture, you can actually watch it change. And it's just really amazing to see the changes. You might see the colors get a bit more intense. You might see a lot more light. You might see more of a three-dimensional effect. And as you move your head back and forth, you may see the eyes tracking with you. And most importantly, just drop into your heart center and feel the energy there. And you can go into your heart center and just, ask for healing, ask for guidance, and just enjoy the divinity of those beautiful energies as they come in and you connect in your heart center. And I'll just add one thing to what Ron was saying about this wonderful weekend that's coming up here, and that, yes, those minutes, those hours on the call just fly by, and every single minute is just a wonderful experience of just having the divine with you and having this intervention on the healings that, you know, would normally maybe take a lifetime to work on, or hours and hours and hours and hours, or maybe you wouldn't even ever be aware of it or know how to have that kind of healing. And because the light ship is here right now, those divine energies are being made available to people who want to have these healings, and it's just an incredible, it's almost hard to explain or describe because there's just nothing else like it. So it's really wonderful. And I see we have a question from Dreamer on the fast chat. Is this live tonight? Yes, we're live. So welcome, and welcome to everyone on the fast chat. And please go ahead and type in any questions you might have or healing requests. And I'll turn it back over to you, Ron.
Okay, so put everybody into their heart center. So this is new to you. I'll tell you how to do it. So just think of a elevator, if you would, and we're going from the 10th floor down to the first, and your 10th floor is your forehead, and the first floor is your heart. So here we go. So dropping down, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Do a little faster now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, you should feel like you're in your heart now. If you have a thought, it should come out of your chest cavity, like your heart has ears on it and a mouth. And if you're not there, just keep counting down. And we'll give you maybe a couple of minutes of silence here so you can stay heart-connected and be there and see what it's like to actually be heart-centered. I'll give you another minute here, and I'll drop you down some more in case you're only partway there. Hopefully you're all there. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And to help you out even further, we're going to take out your emotional body in front of you. It's released in front of you now. We'll take out your mental body. That way you're going to have a much easier time. There we go, behind you. Pain body to the right of you. There we go. Just doing this very quickly now. And feeling body to the left. And we'll do your sensory body on top of your head. There we go. And we'll do a fear body. That's below you right now. Okay. And now we'll make sure that you're in your heart. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, again, we'll give you about a minute here or so in silence so you can actually hear your inner voice talking to you. It should be just as loud as your normal voice inside of your head, but somehow when we're in mind energy, this is what happens. So hopefully you can hear your voice loud and clear. Okay, so we could have questions tonight from anybody. If you wish to call in on the telephone line, call into BBS. They'll transfer the calls to us. So if you'd like to comment on something, and you can. So I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia, if you want to talk a little bit, and we'll see if anybody would like to call in and share. Hopefully they will.
Okay, so if you'd like to call in, the number is 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. I see we have a question asking Dreamer if we can have music during the silent period so that we know that we haven't lost audio. I think because Ron's on the road right now, we aren't able to do that. So
yeah, and you don't want to hear me sing.
So, anyway, sorry, but we'll try to not make the silence too long so that you don't have to worry about that. I guess it would be great, Ron, if we, while we're waiting for a caller or waiting for people to type in their questions or requests, could we talk, especially for anyone who's new? I know I see at least a couple of names on the fast chat that I don't recognize from earlier shows. So maybe you could explain this business about the Earth-based entities that you're going to be addressing in this wonderful healing marathon this weekend.
Okay. Well, the Earth-based entities would be what we'd call ghosts. And these are energies that are actually emotional bodies. And these emotional bodies are from people who lived here on this planet. And when the body died, then these bodies have not died yet because they're looking around for a host. So they need the emotional energy from you, from a body that's living, we'll say, and they'll come into us and cause addictions and problems and everything else that we have in our lifetime. And unfortunately, this is probably most of the reason why we're the way we are is because of entities. And you can tell people have entities in them by looking at their eyes. When they're out of their body more fully and not present, then they're going to have something else looking at you out of them. And they may be dulled over, glossed over, glassy-eyed in appearance. You can just see people who go to bars and stuff who drink. That's a real common thing. And just look at their eyes. When they go into the bar, they may look like a normal person. And then as they stagger out, they're going to have glossed over eyes. Well, that's because your spirit left. So the person who volunteered or chose to do this to the poor spirit, kicked it out of their body, and now they have entities in them. And then entities will do what they wish to do with your body, use you. They can use you to take drinks. If you're addicted to smoking, then they can come into your body too and want to have a cigarette through you. They don't care if they kill your body or harm it or give you lung cancer or if you get into a car wreck by drinking too much. They don't care what happens to you. They just want to have their experience living in your body. And this is why it's important for you to clean yourself out, to only have your spirit there. Otherwise, you're living the life of thousands of entities, sharing your body, and this is why people behave the way they do down here. So this is not the only reason, but this is one of the main ones here. Remember, if you're not home, who is? So if you're sharing your body with a couple thousand entities, then it's like playing the slot machine. You pull the handle down, and who's going to come up? Is it going to be you or somebody else? And most people are only 20% in their body, which means they have 80% of other stuff with you, living inside of you and growing with you. And that's very sad because people don't honor their sacred body temple. So the whole thing is to get back to your divinity, which is to have your spirit with you, which is why we're doing this call tomorrow. On Sunday, also tomorrow, an ascension call. But the one on Sunday is going to be for Earth-based entities so that you can actually have more control of your body, which then would have more control of your life and have more control of your thoughts to have more control of your life. Otherwise, these things come in and play patterns for you. They bring you your addictions. They run their life patterns through you. So it's just like having a videotape, and they hit the eject button, and all of a sudden, the you that you pops out because they're in control of you, and then they put in their own videotape and hit the play button, and you're living their life. This is why people have addictions. So back to you, Sylvia.
So that sounds like a spring cleaning weekend, getting these all out of the body so that your spirit can come in. It's great. And we have a few questions, Ron. Let's see. Well, actually, we have Sabrina on the fast chat asking if you could take out some of these entities now from people.
Here we go. We'll take out about 10 of them. Remember, there's thousands. This is why we're doing this long call. So 10 will affect you. So I want you to think of an addiction that you have. Remember, they also have pain. They'll come in through pain. So if you hurt yourself and you have pain in your body, they can be attracted to that also. Along with a physical condition, maybe you like jogging out there and you wonder why you're jogging 10 miles a day, destroying your body maybe by doing it on concrete versus maybe on grass or something that's more softer to yourself, but the entity doesn't care. It just wants to have that experience of running. So here we go. Just think of something now. We'll release the first one here. There it goes. Second one. Third one. Fourth one. Fifth one. Sixth one. Seventh one. Eight. Nine. And ten. There we go. So you should feel a little heavier, and you should have a little more consciousness. So you may have a little more energy also. So how do you feel? You have to ask yourself that. Look in the mirror and just look at your eyes now. And they should be a little bit brighter. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that was great. And we have a dreamer saying, what, Ron, you aren't the creation light ship Susan Boyle? I guess that's a singer that's on the internet. People are listening to her. And so that was a joke about you when you said we don't want to hear you sing instead of play music. That was funny. Let's see. We have Martha on the fast chat, and she's asking if we could have a sample of energetic people courting.
Well, that's a really good one. So I'll just describe that briefly here. So what happens when you think a thought about someone, you automatically send out, whether you know it or not, a connection to that person. And so what will happen is once you connect to them, then you start running your emotional energy into them along with the thought of what you wish to transmit. So it's like a carrier wave being sent to them, which is your emotions. And on top of that might be, you know, if you want to send healing to them, we'll say then there would be a little bit of healing with a lot of emotional traumas. This is how these energies work, unfortunately. And unless you're cleaned out completely, then you can have a nice, clear thought. But normally, when you have cordings done, it's not a good thing. Any cording is negative, so you want to get those out of your space. So here we go. Think of a person, or maybe just we'll just do it in general here. So we'll just do the last week here. So everyone that's corded you in your sixth chakra, we're going to take those energies away from you. So remember, anybody who thought about you during this last week has presented you with this wonderful gift of taking away your life force energy. And here we go. Sixth chakra is being returned back to all these people, the energy that they brought to you. There we go. Fifth chakra, this is your throat area. The sixth was your intuition, so this is your throat. Communication. There we go, coming back. And heart chakra, that's a big one here for a lot of people. There we go, being returned back to them because you don't need their energy. It'll only harm you. Power chakra, there we go. And that's your personal power. Second chakra, I use the word creativity. There we go. That's how you create. Go. There we go, being released. Giving all this energy back to some other people. And first chakra is kind of how you view life. Okay, there we go. Great. And now we're going to bring your energy back that you gave to other people, maybe unknowingly or even knowingly. Maybe you got upset with somebody and you started talking bad about them in front of one of your other friends or something. Remember, even though they're not in the room, they're getting that cord placed to them. That's that old saying, you know, somebody says, hey, you know, they must be talking about you because your ears are burning or turning red, you know, this that saying, and, you know, this is what happened. So here we go. Energy from your sixth chakra is coming back to you. Great. Fifth chakra, this is what you gave out to. You give your energy away to, by connecting to other people. Heart chakra, good. Power chakra, personal power coming back. Second chakra, and first chakra. Now, this is great having the energy back to you, but are your chakras in alignment? So let's do a chakra alignment here. Remember, when you get psychically attacked through the mind energy, this is the energy which people use here instead of heart. This is New Age metaphysics. Unfortunately, they teach you how to use your mind to destroy things. Here we go, just like in wars, the battle of the minds. Here we go. So go to your heart center, reposition this here for you. Great. Power, throat chakra going up to your throat, number 5. Great. Might feel a shift in your body. Your sixth chakra, and I don't normally work with the seventh, so we just go from 6 down to 1, okay? There we go. Now below the heart, power chakra. Personal power, moving that around now. There. Second chakra, your creativity. Okay. Feels good. And now first chakra. Great. Okay. Do an opening for everybody if you wish. This is up to you. Go to your heart. So first chakra, spin, 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 open. Took some time there for somebody there. Throat chakra, spin, 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 spin. Oh, man, I'm yawning. Somebody was saying some pretty bad words out there. They're cursing somebody or something. So here we go. Throat chakra, let's reposition that again. Remember, they turn around when they get attacked psychically, and then your body feels kind of weird. So here we go. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Great. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, so we have some very nice comments. Thanks, guys. We have Sabrina on the fast chat saying thank you for that and feeling better. That's wonderful. And K Kimberly says, that was amazing, Ron. Had no idea so much energy could be exchanged. I think that's probably referring to that cording release, which was really great to feel that the way you did it by the chakras, Ron. That was really neat.
Yeah, we could do it a little more here. Since we have a lot of women on the line here, we'll do energies that typically men project out to your breast, okay? So we'll just hit on this area here. So we're going to take away the energy from your breast. And this, here we go. I'll count to 10. In fact, I'll do it a little differently here. We'll do your left breast first, okay? And you can actually sample the energy here. So here we go. It's going to be released from you. So 10, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And right breast. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So you can just see how that affects you here. And I won't get too much into that, but this is how people start taking energy also. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I believe we had a request for something that could help people with allergies.
Okay, let me think here. We're bringing some light chip oxygen. That may help you a little bit here. This will be healing, and we'll just try this here. So here we go. We'll bring in number, see what they want to bring in here. Number 24, here it comes. And I'll count to 10 as it comes in. Take a couple of deep breaths. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. And so let's check out the sinuses now here. And what we'll do is, if you have a sinus condition, the first thing that we'll do tonight is some entities. And we're having this entity program on Sunday. So let's take out the entities that are attached to your sinuses, so they're probably entities that maybe had problems with that when they lived. They could have lived 10,000 years ago, and they're with you today. So here, remember, they body hopped too. So I guess the worst place to go to would be to go to a location, maybe a doctor's office, where everybody is having sinus conditions, because once you walk in that door, you're going to have all the entities there that have that problem, and they'll come from one person to the next. You may come in with 10 of them. I leave with a couple hundred of them, because they'll body hop, because they may like the person who has the worst problem to get more energy from you. So here we go. Taking away entities here, and I'll count to 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. There we go. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, how about a few questions? I see that we have quite a few. There was a question, I think, earlier on the Fast Chat tonight about the Galactic Federation, and, you know, you've talked about the gods or God that they kind of make people believe in or worship and that type of thing, and there was a question about what that's all about.
Well, in a nutshell, every religion, every church that you go into, when the people pray, are praying to a Galactic Federation ET God. So you have to decide, you know, which church and what God you want to pray to. That's kind of how it works. You don't know who they are or what they are, but they're taking your energy. And that's why people say, is there really a God out there? Because why is the Earth in such a disarray here and so much hardship here? Doesn't God care? Well, no, the ETs don't care. The aliens don't care about you. They just want your energy. This is why on our website we have the alien page for alien attacks, etc. If you haven't seen it, go to it. Very reasonable. It's $10 for the first week, unlimited usage, and then it's $30 for the month, unlimited usage. You can get ET worms taken out of you, these parasitic worms. There's probably about 20 of them listed or so. You can select your own favorite race of aliens. alien races and see if they've connected to you and where and how. So it's quite extensive. And you're going to find some good results to it. And, you know, you can check that out. Remember, they're not your friends. If they were, they would have been here already helping us. So don't get sidetracked by the illusion of what people talk about as far as these things being divine beings, because if they were, they'd be helping you out. This is why the light ship has to come every 2,000 years to get rid of these things, these infiltrators of darkness who've come in here, who pose themselves as the light of the darkness. And this is what people pray to. This is where you go to after each incarnation here. You go to the light of the darkness, and you think you're in the true light, but you're held captive here by the rules and laws, etc., of these alien gods that people keep praying to and giving them energy to keep them here. So that's enough of that. I don't want to go too far on this here. And, you know, hopefully you understand what I'm talking about. There's plenty of shows that we've had in the past talking about these things. And you just have to understand that your only divine energy that you're ever going to get is inside of yourself, in your heart center, and the light does not promote itself. So I'll say that again, the light never promotes itself because you already have it. So anybody who's saying that they're giving you light frequencies to you, light attunements, etc., you know, divine activations of archangels, whatever, unless you have a come into your heart center and you're connected there, then you're never going to benefit by it whatsoever, and you're going to be connecting yourself to the darkness and mind. The mind works in time. That's what the alien races gave us here, collective consciousness, universal mind. And at first, it sounds very nice, and when you start realizing it, you find out how much, you know, enslavement you are in here, you know, and how trapped you are to their laws and everything else in the spiritual hierarchy that they brought forth down here for you to believe in. So the whole thing is to stay in your heart center, and that's where your guidance is. You're always in the light, just that you have to realize it. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, wow, we have lots of questions. So the next one here is, why are some people afraid of dead people?
I don't know how to answer that one. It might be the lack of life force energy in the body. Maybe they're talking about spirits of dead people. Normally that's emotional bodies. 99% of the time, because the spirit goes back and gets dusted off, gets his emotional traumas released out of it so it can reincarnate again in the forced reincarnation process. So I don't know. I hope that answered the question, though. To me, it's, you know, maybe people are afraid of seeing dead people because at some point in time you're going to be dying yourself. And when that happens, you're probably wondering where you're going to be going to. Well, I'd be afraid of that also. That would be the light of the darkness. That's why we have ascension time. So if you're afraid of seeing dead people because of that, ascension time should be around the corner here. Happens every 2,000 years, and it's up to you to do what's needed to prepare for that. So back to you, Sylvia.
So if someone's really experiencing a problem with that in their life, there's...
And it could be a parallel life bleeding through.
What's that?
It could be a parallel life bleeding through, too.
And could it also be an entity that you have that maybe has that emotion?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could have lots of entities. If you're afraid of it, they're going to come into you and display that fear. So this is an addiction. So you'd have a fear of dying, which would be an addiction to you in consciousness because you keep thinking about it maybe. And it's the entities who've died that are afraid to die again. And they can actually bring that program into your reality and have you have an early death. So.
So basically, if you have a fear or something like that or any other situation, then get your clearings, and somewhere along the line that's going to get addressed, right? Like,
yeah,
I'm not sure which one will take care of it, but...
Yeah, and you could actually be reading the dark side script for yourself. Remember, you have a natal chart, which, you know, if you follow that, without being in the heart center, if you do follow the mind energy when you're in time, which the natal chart is in time, then it can tell you when you're going to be dying. So it's very possible that maybe you are having that sense that maybe you're going to be dying in 2 years from now because this is what's in your natal chart. You may not know that, but you are probably in tune to your natal chart script, the dark side script for you. And so the way to get out of that is to get into the heart center. And so you're probably realizing that, and you don't want to have that occur. That's another way of looking at it. So get in the heart so you don't have to follow this pre-programmed plan for yourself. And then you're in the present moment, and these pre-programmed plans do not exist any longer once you're in your heart center. But do get a day planner. Back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, absolutely, because once you're in the heart center, you know, you just go with that flow. And so, yeah. Let's see. We have a question from Ed, and he says, can one have a safe public life as an author or politician when people often think of you?
Good question.
Referring to those courtings.
Yeah, you'd have to clean yourself out quite often. Otherwise, you're going to be taken over. And being taken over just means that you're going to be having a lot of cords attached to you. And you want to keep yourself clean. So I would be very leery of that because you do want to, you know, keep your body temple clean.
Ron, would you say a cord and a psychic attack are similar or are they different from each other?
They're actually the same thing, just that when you think of a psychic attack, you are thinking of somebody thinking a negative thought about you. Someone could think of a positive thought, but that frequency of the emotions coming to you is still an emotional attack on you, and that emotional attack can cause you damage. So it's the same thing.
Okay. And would you say, I know that you've talked about this many shows, so I don't want to get into it too long, but you had that wonderful process of you know, saying that affirmation, I now increase my life force energy. Will that help people deflect some of the energy that's being directed at them?
Yes, it can. You can increase that energetic field around you. Now, this is not your auric field, so don't think that it's your auric field. Your auric field is your body energy, and your body energy can be attacked. So you want to bring that close to your body. I use the term on one of my lectures here as having like a shrink wrap around you, and you want that to be very, very tight. So you want your auric field to be right to your body. This is the way I live my life. It's always right on me. I don't allow anybody to come into my auric field to mess with my body or to even mess around with my energetics. So this is what I do. So what you can do is, you know, do that yourself. And then also when you increase your life force energy, that's your divine energy from your spirit, and that can go around your body. It's not necessarily protection, but it is an energy field that would prevent the psychic attack energies from courting you. So I'm not saying that this is protection, but it's enough energy that's going to satisfy someone else who wants to get energy from your body. So just think of somebody, in effect, shooting a bow and arrow at you. An arrow is coming at you. So normally it would just hit your body. And the other way, it's going to hit the force field around you, and it would be directed at that same location, but it'll stop because it's going to feel the life force energy and not come into your body. So this is one way that you can overcome part of this here. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, question here is, does the crown chakra also get turned around, or does it get hit also?
Good question. I don't normally work with the crown chakra. The light ship doesn't do that. So at this moment in time, I cannot answer that question for you.
Okay. Let's see, we have...
I'll only tell you what I know.
Okay. Yeah. Chris is asking, he says, I've been working a lot with the online alien clearings, and when the work is being done, I feel pressure in my chest. Are these cords being released from my heart center or fourth chakra?
Let's see here. I'd have to look at you, Chris, to see. Yeah, you do have cords being released from you, number one. Number two, it's actually strengthening your the energy from your spirit to your heart center. So this is what I'm perceiving is happening, is that you're now taking up more space in that area, and then eventually your heart center will become larger, and it will start to envelop your power chakra and your throat chakra. And then as it expands out more, it'll start to go through your whole body, and then your whole body will be like a big heart chakra. And then when you start thinking and talking, you're going to automatically be connected in the divine energy and not being separate from it. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So let's see. We have a couple of questions about the entities that we were talking about. One of them is, do the entities body hop even without touching other people?
Yes, of course. Yes, uh-huh.
And that's referring to the earth-based?
Yes, earth-based and the worms too. Both can come in contact with you. Remember, they came into you somehow. So the earth-based entities, they'll come into you just by walking in front of a bar or in front of a hospital or a doctor's office or a dentist, you know, and or something like that, where they're causing people either pain, okay, which is a big fear of dentists. You know, you think of a dentist, you think of pain, okay. And then when you think of maybe a regular doctor, you think that you're also in pain. So, yeah, whenever there's energies around, these things hang out in those locations. And just by walking in front, if you have a slight pain, they're going to be attracted to that and come into your body. Or they're just hanging out and they say, I'm a woman who is maybe 5'6" with blonde hair. That was my last lifetime. And maybe you're 5'6" with blonde hair. And it goes, I like this body. Zap, it's right inside of you. And this is the way they mainly come in, is they resonate to you. Maybe your actions, maybe you like eating spaghetti. So all of a sudden you're going to have a couple hundred of these coming into you like spaghetti. Well, you might have a person that maybe weighs 400 pounds who loves spaghetti. And you wonder why you're eating so much more spaghetti. It's because of the entities. So, this is what happens. So whatever you're doing is going to attract entities. But they do come in more strongly with pain in your body, and they come in when you become intoxicated or you have special addictions, because then they're wanting to have that addiction all the time. And this is much like alcoholics and also people who smoke cigarettes. Those are the two main ones. And maybe people who, you know, like to drive their car fast or something. So back to you, Sylvia, or like road rage, you know. This is probably why people have road rage, maybe not, you know, in New York here too much, but elsewhere where you're trying to go as fast as you can on the freeways, weaving in and out of cars. Well, you have an entity inside of you doing all this here. Maybe they were a race car driver once. Maybe you got 20 of them in you, and they just enjoy doing it. Maybe they were back at the time when, you know, they used to smuggle whiskey, you know, on the roads at night, you know, during the prohibition, you know. But anyway, you know, you may have these inside of you just because you're driving fast, and they go, man, I like this. This is what I used to do when I was, you know, younger, you know, living in a body, maybe, say, 80 years ago or something. So all of a sudden, they're in you and they want to drive that car. And naturally, they push your spirit out of the way because you're doing this, and they come in and live in your body for as long as they wish to. And you have no control over them until you kick them out. This is why we have this 8-hour call on Sunday.
We have Mike asking a really good question, Ron, and the question is, do the mental bodies and trauma bodies and so forth of dead people also travel around into other people like the emotional bodies do?
I haven't seen that much of those moving. The emotional body is the main one. That's a very good question.
Okay.
I would imagine the mental body probably...
Hello?
Hello? Well, we heard something there.
Hello?
Yeah,
hi, who's that? Hello? Are
hi,
you a
this
guest?
Is Nathaniel calling in.
Nathaniel?
Yes. Are you doing clearings?
Yes, Ron is. He's doing clearings. Do you have a question or a request?
just kind of scan the body and see if he could remove anything? Or?
Yeah, I don't do that on this program here. I can do a clearing for everybody.
Okay.
What would, you know, but I don't really do a scanning. You know, I can do, let's see. See, everything is so complicated with people that it's hard to just pick on one thing. What I'll do is a general clearing, and what we're going to do is a emotional clearing, which I do on most of my shows. And if you wish to continue on, it's $5 times your age. This is what I do for people to help them out, to get you out of the scenario of, you know, living in this lifetime of all the trauma that gets recirculated. So here we go. We'll go back 5 days. This will help you out because today's Friday, end of the week here. And we had a peace energy coming at the beginning of the show here. So the last 5 days, emotional clearing. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, so there you go. Thank you for calling, Nathaniel.
Rob, we had another request from Rob and Sylvia and their family in Toronto, and that was, I can't see it any longer on the fast chat, but it was to work with the little chakras. You were working with the major ones, but the little ones that are like in the ankles and feet and hands and so on.
That gets to be a little complicated. I'll work with your ankles right now. I'll just do one of these here. So maybe I might do a 8-hour call with this sometime. But here we go, ankles. So we're going to reposition those. And these normally go out of whack when you had like a twisted ankle, maybe you broke your ankle or your foot or something. And this can be a major problem for you, getting warmth into your feet again, because that chakra does not work and give you the proper temperature. So I've done this with people, and also their feet got warm instantly. So here we go. We'll work with your left ankle first, moving that chakra around here. Remember, the more clearings you have, the more effective this these different energies that we're doing now is going to help you. There we go, because you have more of your spirit with you. The more clearings you have, the more spirit energy you have, and the more you can have healing. So here we go. Remember, if you only have 20% in your body of your spirit, then best all you can hope for is 20% of a healing. So here we go.
Ron, while you're doing that, I'd like to just say how true that is and just kind of share my experience with that a little bit. You know, from when I first... listen to some of your radio shows, and you would, you know, open up those chakras, you know, and I would start to feel some energy, like in my ankles or feet. And since, you know, being on especially those intensive conference call healings to remove the ET parasites and so on, as you're doing this right now, my ankles are so warm, my feet are so warm and tingling. It's just a huge difference. You know, once you have those clearings, what starts to happen when you do the other clearings? It's just incredible.
Yep, so here we go. So your left ankle should be fine, right ankle. And we'll talk about the life force energy here, which everybody can do here. And you could write it down on a piece of paper. It's very simple. Okay, your right chakra on your right ankle, you know, is corrected right now. Let's feel like it's fine. Run energy into the bottom of your feet now. Both feet at once. There we go. So the affirmation is, now increase my life force energy. And I repeat that. I now increase my life force energy. And you want to say it about probably 10 to 20 times. You're going to feel your body temperature increase. And a lot of people, what I have them do first is to move your hands in front of your heart, you know, with your fingers pointing upwards so that you can actually, start off that way. Then move your hands apart and kind of feel where you have that invisible ball tension between your hands. And then from there, you want to say the affirmation. Expand your hands out about a foot. Move them back in again. Say it again. Expand out. Sample the energy. And say it again. And you're going to find after about 10 times of doing this here, your hands will be straight across your body, kind of like floating out there. And the more you say it, the more energy you're going to have around yourself, and the more it'll bring your spirit in. And you're going to go through a different shift in consciousness. If you say it 100 times, if you have that much time available, it'd be very beneficial, because you'll find yourself going through a different state of consciousness as you connect more with your spirit. And it's just a wonderful thing. You might even feel your inside of your body shake a little bit as some of the energy blockages are released as your spirit's doing healings with you. So everybody has their own way to experience this here, but with a group of people, if they say it 20 times, if I have like maybe a room full of, say, 50 to 100 people, doing it 20 times, that room gets so hot, it's incredible with all the life force energy in there. And anyway, it's a wonderful exercise to do. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, it'd be amazing if they would do that with your kids in school when they came in. You know, we'd probably learn so much easier and faster and have such a more peaceful environment.
Have less entities to deal with, too, yeah.
Yeah, and get rid of the entities. We are almost at the end of our time here. We just have one more minute. Can you just, for people that may have tuned in the middle of the hour, just announce again what's happening this weekend in case they want to take part in that?
Sure. So tomorrow, which is Saturday, the 18th, we have our once-a-month four-hour ascension call. It's 3 hours of healing on the light ship. You're transported out of time to the light ship, working with the light being doctors. It's just a very wonderful experience. And then the last hour, the fourth hour, or third or fourth hour, would be for water activations. And so that's going to start at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. That's 4 o'clock Eastern. It's a four-hour conference call. And then Sunday, on the 19th, we have the eight-hour earth-based entity, you know, if you want to call it ghost release, removal from people. It'll be fantastic. And that's going to start at 10 o'clock Pacific Time, or 1 o'clock Eastern, and this is an 8-hour conference call, phone call. You can give me an email if you wish, or give me a phone call message, and I'll get back with you to give you the information. You can also go online, I believe, and pay for it with PayPal. Just go to the top section on the left-hand navigation link on the menu side, and it'll have the upcoming events, and information is there if you wish to pay for it on the site. But either way, you know, it's wonderful. Hopefully you're all going to be on it who's listening. The entity one is going to be very, very nice. And if you've been on the other calls throughout the week and maybe last month or so, you know how much benefit you've had on these 8-hour Sunday calls. So I'll just say blessings to all of you.
Well, Ron,
and have a wonderful evening.
Ron, before you sign off, can you also mention about, like, your policy on people taking their pets if someone children, babies, and so on.
So children are free on the 8-hour call, and so are your pets. And pets do get entities in them, so it's very, very beneficial. And this is also true on the 4-hour ascension call. Pets just love having this call.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And if someone can't actually stay on the phone, or they have to go to work or something, then how does that work for them?
Yeah, as long as you connect with me beforehand, either calling on the call or let me know, I can take you up absentee, and the healing will work equally well for you if you're on the call or not. And a lot of people have a hard time being on the call because they have to live a life and do things, but they do come on the calls anyway for a short amount of time. So, you know, if that's your condition or case, then definitely don't have that hold you back if you can't be on the call for 8 hours. What I find is that probably 90% of the people that I work with do stay on the call because they want to actually know what's going on. But other than that, you don't have to know, and it will work anyway perfectly for you. So I'll be signing off here. Our clock's kind of getting ahead here. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening, everybody. Bye.
Blessings, everyone. And I believe if you either scroll up or down the page, you'll find Ron's contact information, so you can call him or send him an email if you want to get on the calls tomorrow and Sunday. So blessings, and hope to see you all on those calls, and then we'll be back on the air Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific. Good night.
Night, everybody.